We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph. Ma ben Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. We learned a lot about Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. What are the differences in Halacha between the two Pesachim? Ma ben Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. Harishon Oser Bebal Yirah Ba'yamatzah. Vasheni Chometz U'matzah Imabayis. The first difference is that on Pesach we know you're also to have chametz. You're not allowed to see chametz. You're not allowed to have chametz. Mashenike in Pesach Sheni, which is your dollar ear, you're allowed to have chametz in your house when you bring your korban Pesach. Ha not enough mina. Ha rishoin ton hal bachilasoi. Vasheni ton hal bachilasoi. We know when we Pesach by night, by Seder night, we eat the korban Pesach. We say hal with that. Mashenike when you eat the Pesach Sheni on your dollar ear by night, you don't have to sing hal. There's no chiyuv hal. But when you bring the Karm Pesach, they both need halal b'shas the Karm Pesach. We learned in the Mishnah before that b'shas they brought the Karm Pesach, they sang halal. It's Machlokes Rishonim if all the Eden sang it or just the Levim sang it. But either way, they sang halal. So either way, it needs halal. Both Pesachim need halal b'asiyosim. When the cholim tzli, it has to be eaten tzli, roasted. Al matzah umeroyrim. It has to be eaten together with matzah and maror, v'doichin es ha-shabbos. Also, Pesach Sheni is doiche Shabbos. That's the same thing like Pesach Rishon is doiche Shabbos, also doiche Shabbos. So the Gemara, right? Starting from the Gemara. We just did the Mishnah, we waited for the Mishnah, just on the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. So Zokta Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. So we saw in the Mishnah a few differences in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and a few things that are similar. The Gemara will go more about Riches into this, and the Gemara is really a darsh in the Pesukim by Pesach Sheni. If you look at the Pesukim and Pesach Sheni, it gives you a few halachas, and it also gives you a general rule. So just I'm going to read the Pesukim. We're not going to get clear in all the Ribuyim and Mutim until we finish the entire Amud. But I'll just read the Pasuk again to get an idea of what's going on here. The Pasuk says, in Parashas Bahaloitzcha, it says, in the second month, the 14th day of the month, Yasu Oisai, Amatzis and Roy Mechluhu. Says the Pasuk, you have to eat a matzah tomorrow. The next Pasuk says, Leishiru Menuad Baker, don't have nicer. The Etzem Le Yishrubai, don't break any bones. Kecholku is a Pesach, Yasu Oisai. So it says a general term, Kechol Chukas HaPesach, has all dinim of Pesach. It gives you three specifics, actually. Three specifics. One is a Matzah Samarim Yechlu. Another one is you shouldn't have a Noisar. And number three is you shouldn't break a Etzah. But besides that, it gets Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasa Oisa. So Zok to Gemara. So the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion of which things we have, which things we don't have, and the different prices, and it'll be clear by the time we get to the end of the Amud. Tan Rabban, Kol Chukos HaPesach Yasu Oisai, the Pasuk says at the end of Parasha of Pesach Sheni, we do the Pesach Sheni, Kol Chukos HaPesach Yasu Oisai. This is talking about the mitzvah Shevegufay, that HaKos Medav. We're talking about the mitzvahs that have to do with the Karm Pesach itself. That's what we're being marba with that. But for example, let's say Tzli, that's a mitzvah Shevegufay. Mitzvah Sheal Gufay Minayin, how do you know that even the mitzvahs that are outside the guf, but with the guf, how do you know those have them? We have those mitzvahs. Tamalei amatzis amrami yachlu. The pasuk says you eat it together with matzis amrami yachlu. Yachol afilu mitzvahs shloy al gufay. Maybe you should marve even mitzvahs that are shloy al gufay, like getting rid of your chametz. Maybe we marve that. Tamalei ma ve'etzem leishvur boy. The pasuk specifies you shouldn't break any bones. Mashviras etzem yuchid mitzvah shivagufay. It's miyuchid that's mitzvah shivagufay. Afkol mitzvah shivagufay. Dafka mitzvah shivagufay go into the pasuk kol chukos haPesach yasu oisai. And if you have a ribuy of something like matzah b'rami yachlu, you marve that also. But there's no ribuy for things that are chutz l'gufay. For example, shpasa sa'ar, which is getting rid of chametz. There's no mitzvah of getting rid of chametz by Pesach Sheni. Isi ben Yehuda Eimer, that you don't need the limud from Etzem Leish Berubai to say it has to be similar to that, to know that it has to be dafka mitzvah shebegufay, to come lafuke hashbasa sar. He says, you know from the word, Yasu Oisai, it sounds like mitzvah shebegufay, HaKos V'Dabe. You learn that from the pasuk itself, of Yasu Oisai, mitzvah shebegufay, HaKos V'Dabe. So Isi Yehuda says, you don't need Etzem Leish Berubai, we'll see what we use it for. We use it, learn it from the pasuk Yasu Oisai. And the Gemara will explain this price now. Amamar. The Brisa started off like this. Yochol af mitzvah shaloy al gufay. The Brisa said first, Cholkus mitzvah shaloy al gufay, like tzli. Then it says, how do you know the mitzvah shal gufay on top of the guf means the matzah marim yachlu? The Gemara says maybe even mitzvah shloyal gufoy. So you need etz mayushbur boy to mayit. So the Gemara have a problem with that. What's that having? You know, Omar yochel af mitzvah shloyal gufoy ha'amrit the mitzvah shloyal gufakas v'daber. We start off the bright by saying. Even the Tanakhama darshins, Yasu Oisai means mitzvah shiva gufoy. How do we know matzah is a merayim? You have to have a new pasuk for that. So why would you ever have him and you have to get rid of sar? It says dafka mitzvah shiva gufoy. Why would you ever have him and you have to get rid of sar? They need a pasuk for etzem layushbar boy to exclude that. It says Yasu Oisai. We know dafka mitzvah shiva gufoy. So Omar, Yochel af mitzvah shiva gufoy, ha'amrit mitzvah shiva gufoy kasvadaba. So this is how the Brisa reads. Hashtu the Amrit, al matzah zemroim yachlu. Now that you taught us, the pasuk taught us, the matzah zemroim yachlu, alma yasu ois lev dafka. You see, the whole yasu ois is not dafka because even mitzvah is not shiva gufoy. You got to do, for example, matzah zemroim yachlu, alma havele kiprat v'klal v'nasa klal moisval prat. Maybe we have a klal it's moisval prat. Let's say matzah zemroim yachlu is being moisif on is moisif on the yasu ois. Or maybe from the chol chukus pesach yasu ois is being moisif it. I feel a kolmili. Everything is being baisa. Nami, kamash v'lona miyat of etzmal yisburubai. Therefore, we need the etzmal yisburubai because once we have the pasuk amatzis amroim leichu, it's coming to say that oisai is not dafka. Once it's not dafka, you would think other things also kamash v'lona etzmal yisburubai that dafka mitzvah is either bigufay or shalgufay, but not the din of shpasas or sishchad al chametz. Those dinim of chametz you don't have. Isa ben Yehuda. Who learns that Yasu Oisa is Dafka, so Hai Etzem, my Obudle. What does he do with the Pasuk of Etzem Leish Ruboy? Zakhti Gemara, Mabayle, Le'echot Etzem Shesh Be Moyach, Ve'echot Etzem Shein Be Moyach. Use it for the halacha that the Isha Shviris Etzem is Lav Dafka Etzem that has Moyach. Lav Dafka Etzem that does not have Moyach. Even Etzem has Moyach, and you would think I have to break it open to get out the Basar, I'm still not allowed to break it. And that's only because of the extra Pasuk of Pesach Sheni that we know that I did my Pesach Rishon. It's from the extra Pasuk of Pesach Sheni, that's how we know this halacha. And Tai speaks and Rashi both speak out. What?
Marrow was considered
Basar, yeah. Yeah, we had it before. That's still a basa, yeah.
How you take it out.
Right. It's still a basa, yeah.
But in time
based on
English, you have to eat it now.
They couldn't, but they had to make baisa. They burnt it. They didn't baisa. They burnt it because of that reason. There was no way to get it out.
There's no way to get it out.
Make a fire, but Shiloh Pekka, there's a Shiloh there. But upon him here, there's got a Tosis and Rashi both asked this kasha. We read all the pesukim at the beginning. There's not a pasuk where Yeshiru Menu Ad Biker. It's also Shvel Fi Isi Ben Yehuda. Why do you need that extra pasuk? That the Gemara doesn't teach us anything. What we do with that pasuk? We'll see what we do with the Rabbanim with that pasuk. But so Tosis and Rashi both asked.
What's
Yeshiru Menu? What?
What's the Gemara's bottom
ways Ben Yehuda
now?
Isi Ben Yehuda.
Yeah.
The Gemara Isi Yehuda said Yasu Oisai is Dafka. Mitzvah Shiva Gufay. So why do you need the psukim, the specifics of Etzem Lishburubai? That's the mitzvah Shiva Gufay.
Didn't we say that he's come to tell you don't need it because it says Yasu Oisai?
No. Yasu Oisai tells us they don't need any miyat for Ashbasa Sa'ar. You know it from Yasu Oisai. So why do you need Etzem Lishburubai? We're using that for a miyat of other things, outside things that we don't need it. So we're using it for Yesh Be Mayach, Ein Be Mayach. Rabbanan Hay Yasu Oisai Ma'avdilei. If Yasu Oisai is Lav Dafka, we're learning it from other places, the different halachas. So what do you need Yasu Oisai Ma'avdilei? And Boyle Ish Ain Sheikh Namasa Pesach Al Yachid. The halacha is, they now let a L'chatchila Shech the Pesach Sheni on a Yachid. They come out after La Adur Rajin and try to have another person. Just like we find this idea at Pesach Rishon, it says that you shouldn't Shech the Karm Pesach Al Echad. It says it's a lashon lois sbuach lois sucha lizbayach ba'achad charecha. I think it's lashon apasik, and we dash lois sucha lizbayach ba'achad. Here also the drasha you shouldn't have yasu oisai. Yasu is lashon rabim. Yasu oisai should be a lashon rabim. At least two people making the pesach sheni. Rashi is a very interesting thing. The Rashi, the first wide line says that what you do is if you have only one person, you should metame your friend. Go tame echa b'sheretz. That's Taisa says. That's what Rashi says. It's very interesting that you would tame someone, you know, on Pesach Rishon. Who's going to want to be? No one's going to come tame and lose the Pesach Rishon. But that's what Rashi says. If you're tame and you're not going to be able to do it, get someone else to be with you, so you'll have a Pesach Sheni with someone else. Upon it's better to do that. That's what we learn from the pasuk. Yasu Oisai, it should be a rabbi. So tomorrow, the Torah bottom. We're in the Brisa now. The next Brisa and the Brisa afterwards are going to explain the halachas of what we learn out from each miyut in the pasuk. So again, we said that the pasuk says a general term at the end, tichol chukas haPesach Yasvei. It's a Pesach Sheni exactly like Pesach Rishon, but it gives three specifics. Amasas Avraham Yechluhu, lo yeshiru menu ad baiker, ve'etzem lo yishperu bai. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, chol chukas haPesach Yasvei, which is the end of the parasha, it says you do the Pesach Sheni like the Pesach Rishon. Yochel Gashem Sharishon, also Vayir Rabbi Yamatzah, maybe you'll tell me, just like the first Pesach, is also Vayir Rabbi Yamatzah, and I'll have chametz around, in your possession, I'll see chametz, and I'll have it in possession. Kach Sheni, also Vayir Rabbi Yamatzah, maybe Pesach Sheni, also you can't have any chametz in your possession. Tamalema, Amatzah, Zemroi Mechluhu. It says, Amatzah is Umroi Mechluhu, which means the only mitzvah I say you have is Matzah Roi Mechluhu. But not the mitzvah I say of Tashbisu Sar. Mainly on mitzvah say, mitzvah loisase menayin. How do you know that there's no mitzvah loisase by chutz l'gufay by Pesach Sheni menayin? Tamaloyma, what we're reading now, Gemara will explain more in a clearer way in a second. Menayin, tamaloyma leyashiru menu ad baiker. You shouldn't leave anything over to the morning. Ve'ainly, and that says only lav shenitik lase that are part of the Karm Pesach do we have, but not ones that are chutz l'Karm Pesach. Mitzvahs, because a noisar is an example of a lav anitik lase. If you do the lav of leaving a noisar, you have an eitzah of burning it. That's lav anitik lase. And we'll see in the Gemara later on also that the loisase also of the chametz also, loyra by yamatza, also is lav anitik lase, because you could burn it also and get rid of it, tashpisu. And there's another lavanit glase in the Geya Pesach, which means going out of taking the Pesach out of your chabura, out of your house. Also, you could bring it back in. It's also a lavanit glase. Ve'ainly ela mitzvahs loisas say mitzvahs loisas a gomor menayin. How do you know that all the loisas says that in the Geya Pesach only the ones that the Geya Pesach itself do you have, and not the other ones? Tamalim ve'etzem lo yishbaru boy ma prat mafurish. Just like the prat, the three mitzvahs brought them a Karm Pesach. Mitzvahs asay, v'lois asay shenutal asay, v'lois asay gomor. Afkol mitzvahs asay, v'lois asay shenutal asay, v'lois asay gomor are learned out from these, and they have to be similar to these. Now, all this is not clear, so Baruch Hashem, the Gemara breaks it down for us, point by point, everything what we marbe or we might. And Rashi points it out that our Gemara is not clear until we see the next Gemara. So let's see the Gemara now. V'chlolei d'matzis amayirim ha'kabarbi. We'll go one thing at a time. There was a mitzvah say that was spoken out dafka of Pesach Sheni. It says Amatzav Roi Mechluhu. What are coming to Marbe and what are coming to Mayit? Zok to Gemara. Maiko Marbe Tzliyesh. It doesn't say Tzliyesh by Pesach Sheni. We bring Marbe that Kechol Chukas of Pesach Yasa Oyse. We bring Marbe Tzliyesh has to be Tzli. Just like Matzav Roi Mechluhu, we are being Marbe. Tzli is also, which is a mitzvah say, you're being Marbe that as well because it's similar to Matzav Roi Mechluhu. It's even better. It's on the go. Mayit, what a protein mayit, and why that the Torah spoke it out, what are we saying? What you don't have? You don't have Ashpasa Sa'ar. You don't have the mitzvah of Tashpisu, which also I say, Tashpisu Sa'ar Rotechem, destroy the Sa'ar, get rid of the Sa'ar from your house. That you don't have that I say. So, Freit Mar Epechana, how do I know which I say to the Marbe that it has, which one doesn't have? So, it's more simple. Mitzvah de Gufa Odif, mitzvah de Gufa is better. Okay, so that's the first klal. The next thing we learned, it says, Leishir ben Abayker, no noiser. What do we learn out from there to Pesach Sheni? What would we exclude? But klali Leishir ben Abayker, Maika Marbelei, we're not going to read the parentheses, Rashi Nagar's parentheses. But klali Leishir ben Abayker, Maika Marbelei, what would be Marbe? The Isser of Leisoitzi Mimenu out of the house. Leisoitzi ben Abayis, in the Pesach it's not Mimenu, Leisoitzi ben Abayis, ben Abasa Chutzo, you shouldn't take out the Karm Pesach on the house. So we marvel that. But prate makam mayle. That's also a lav anitik lase, like we said. It's a lav that you can bring back in, so it's lav anitik lase. But prate makam mayit. Lo yirav lo yamotza. The issa ba yirav ba yamotza. Which is also, you have a nitik lase that you can burn it. So being marba the mitzvah of lo yisasa, lo yisaytsi mimenu. And when we mayit, there's no ba yirav ba yamotza. The third thing, no, before that, Epech and Ah, how do you know which one? Mitzvah the Gufa Adav. The Mitzvah the Gufa is Adav. It's Mitzvah the Gufa. It's the Karm Pesach itself, it can't bring out. It's better than Bayer Rabbi Matzah. The third klal, the third halacha, Etzma Yishbaru Boy. Bechlal Etzma Yishbaru Boy, what are we learning out and what are we excluding? So on top of our own base, Maika Marbe, Al toich lemenu no. We marve the lav. Here's the lav. That's why it's the lav. We marve the lav of eating it not fully cooked. Al toich lemenu no. But pratim akamayit. When we marit in the prat, lo sishchat achomes dam zivchi. Or be marit lo sishchat achomes dam zivchi. That you're not a chef when you have chomets in your house. Like Rashi speaks out that. We already learned there's no special sa'ar, there's no bali rabbi matza. Why didn't you possibly that l'sishcha chomes dam zevchit? He says there's be a new halacha. You're not a shecht when you have it's a new din shechita, not having chomets. You can't have shechitas pesach when you have chomets, and that we say you don't have that either. Eipachanah mitzvah gufi yadav. I'll tell you my man knows mitzvah gufi yadav. So just to recap, we have chol kulis by the Yasavoy that says that pesach sheni is like pesach rishon, but we have three specifics. Each specific is teaching us something. The first specific was Matzah Marmi Achlu, teaching us that you also have Tzli, but you don't have Hashbasa Sa'ar, which is also Aseh. The next one was the Yashir Menu Adbaika, should have Noisar, which is a Lava Nitigla Aseh. That tells us you have also the Israel, Lisaychi Menu Abayis, but you don't have Bayer Abay Matzah. And the third one is Etzim Yishbru Bay, that's being Marabay, you shouldn't eat it raw, when it's uncooked, not fully cooked. And it's been mayed, leisishcha chomes dam zivchi. That's all the psukim, very clear, all the ribuim and all the miyutim.